This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Tuesday, October the 29th of 2024. Another mild and pleasant start here in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently fair skies and 54 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Tuesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are 7 days away from Election Day. Yep, we are down to the final week. 7 days from Election Day, of course, early voting is underway. I do got to say, though, I'm going to sound like I am completely off the talking points for the rest of this network. But in the last show, when I finished up my final moments with Pat Kreitlow, as I do every Tuesday morning, and mentioned that I'm voting on Election Day, it's almost like I, you know, pricked the balloon and the air came out. They were almost so disappointed. Yes, voting early is great. Voting early is fine. But doggone it, just because I want to vote on Election Day doesn't make me bad.
Me either.
I'm getting tired of this. I really am. It's like, holy cow, stop it. I can vote on Election Day. And the thing about it is, it's about having a plan to vote. I have my plan to vote. I know exactly what I'm doing next Tuesday. I know when I'm going to be heading to my voting place. So I have my plan to vote. So if you're somebody that wants to vote early, fantastic. That's one of the reasons we have early voting, is for you, if you have any doubts that you would be able to make it on Election Day itself, to make sure that you're able to do it before Election Day. But at the same time, for those of us who just traditionally want to vote on Election Day, there's nothing wrong with that. And I almost felt like I was disappointing the guys a few minutes ago, and that's not right. I don't want to feel like I'm disappointing anybody because I'm voting on Election Day. And like I said, I mean, your vote doesn't count anymore because you vote early. It counts exactly the same whether you vote next Tuesday or whether you voted yesterday. So again, I got kind of a little annoyed by that, to be honest with you. And here to start off this program, but at the same time, the bottom line is, everybody in the next week, make sure you have your plan in place, whether it's the vote today, whether it's the vote tomorrow, whether it's the vote next Tuesday. Whatever your plan is, make sure you implement it, because it is obviously an incredibly important election. And of course, we will be talking about it in the run-up, and then I'm sure even afterwards. Who knows how long it's going to take to get some final results in. So again, just hold on tight and get ready as we are down the home stretch of Election 2024. Coming up today on the program, in just a few minutes, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Brittany Merlot. We'll take a look at the weather. We could have some records being set. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, we'll get the details coming up in a few minutes, we may have seen a record for the highest low temperature What's the highest low temperature? I don't know, but I was listening a little bit earlier, and perhaps we have a record already being set today. So we'll get the details on that. But things will be changing, especially before Halloween coming up on Thursday. So we'll get all the details with Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes. Then coming up at 8:34 at the bottom of the hour after our information update, I'll be talking to Sheehan Donahue. She is a former six-term GOP assembly person who represented Lincoln County. She's from Merrill. She represented three north central Wisconsin counties back in the 70s to the mid-80s. And again, she worked in the White House back in the 1970s in the Nixon administration. Also has just been a lifetime Republican. But the former six-term GOP assembly person representing North Central Wisconsin is supporting Kamala Harris for president. We're going to find out why. We're going to have that discussion with Sheehan Donahue coming up at 8:34 this morning. Then at 9:34 a.m. this morning, we'll be speaking to Amy McGrath. She is a former fighter pilot. She was also a candidate for the United States Senate from the state of Kentucky in 2020. She went up against the Senate leader of the GOP, Mitch McConnell, in 2020. But an incredible career, somebody that knows national security issues exceptionally well. And we're going to talk about those national security issues people should be thinking about in the run-up to the election next week. So Amy McGrath, former fighter pilot, candidate for the U.S. Senate, coming up at 9:34 a.m. Also coming up in the beginning of the second hour of this program, we are going to hear some sound from an event yesterday here in downtown Wausau. Yesterday afternoon, over at in the parking lot area of Whitewater Music Hall, the bus tour with Senator Tammy Baldwin stopped by. She's been going all over the state of Wisconsin, crisscrossing from north to south, east to west, continuing through Wednesday evening. It will wrap up on Wednesday night at an event in Madison featuring Vice President Kamala Harris. But it was day number three of the bus tour for Tammy Baldwin, and she was here in downtown Wausau with Senator Chris Coons of Delaware. Had a chance to get some sound from both Senator Baldwin and Senator Coons. We will talk about what they said and some of the issues involved in this Senate race between Baldwin and Eric Hovde. So we'll hear plenty of sound from Tammy Baldwin and Chris Coons coming up at the top of the second hour of today's program. So a lot on the plate. Glad you could be with us. And if you would like to join us, don't forget you can join us here on the program by, again, tuning in on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to our video stream. If you go to Facebook.com and you go to the 98.9 WXCO page, you can get a link and see our video stream. And you can also call or text us. The best way is through the Civic Media app. Just open up the 98.9 WXCO part of the app and then hit the button to call or hit the button to text. But you can also call or text with this number, 715-382-9297. Again, same number to either call or text us, 715-382-9297. And we would love to hear from you here on the program today. Need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chet.
I thought I'd give us an update here to start off on the big fundraiser to get some defense costs for Mayor Doug Dinney. Of course, Meg Ellefson, the host of the WSAU Morning News Program and also the Meg Ellefson Show on WSAU Radio. She is also a leader in the Marathon County Republican Party, and she has decided to help out Mayor Doug Dinney after the mayor removed the drop box and now is being investigated by the State Department of Justice. And this fundraiser on the GiveSendGo.com website, you're able to either give a donation that would be going through the organization that is led by Meg Ellefson, and it's called Get Involved Wisconsin Incorporated. And Meg Ellefson is the leader of that group. All the money that you give in this fundraiser will be going to them. She says then they'll give it to Doug Dinney for his legal costs. But you can give money on this fundraiser. You can also pray. It doesn't cost anything, but you can hit a button to pray pray for the mayor.
I see.
But we were updating the totals because they are looking for a gaudy $250,000 to help the legal cost here for the mayor after
That's a quarter of a million.
That people. Is a quarter of a million bucks. That's a lot of money. But, of course, back in late September, the mayor put on his hard hat and put on his Department of Public Works outfit and mm-hmm. brought out the dolly and hauled away the official drop box into his office. The city clerk then sent a note to the folks in Madison saying that there was an irregularity here involving the drop box, and now the Department of Justice is investigating. But Meg Ellefson, her heart as big as all outdoors, says this cannot stand. Meg says we must help the mayor. We must help pay those legal bills. So mm-hmm. she's starting this fundraiser asking for $250,000. And would you care to guess where the total is right now? This will be our mini number for the day.
Well, yesterday
it is growing, I'll tell you that. It is growing because we talked about this yesterday.
We said that yesterday it was over $800.
That is correct.
So,
but it's grown since then.
I'm going to say it's probably gone up to maybe $1,300.
Well, pretty close. Right now, the goal, again, $250,000, and the Meg Ellefson Get Involved Wisconsin group has raised $1,165.
Okay.
And we wanna give shout-outs to the good people here that are giving money for this cause. They could be giving money to help children who are battling cancer. They could be giving money to help all sorts of folks that really could use the support, but they've decided this is really something that needs to be done. This has to be done. We must make sure that the mayor has a full coffer for his legal bills. And thank you to Michael Singhurst for $100. He says, thank you for enduring this trial for the benefit of Wausau residents. It's like carrying the cross on the shoulders, the mayor right here. And then he goes into religion, because that's what they do on the far right. Michael Singer says, thank you for enduring this trial for the benefit of Wausau residents. Quote, who then shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or famine or nakedness or danger or persecution or the sword? But all these things we overcome because of him that hath loved us. I did not know that Jesus Christ had talked about drop boxes in the gospel, but apparently so. We want to keep up to date on this huge fundraiser thanks to Meg Ellefson of WSAU.
Thank you for that.
I hope the people do sense the sarcasm here. The time is 8:19. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot coming up next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now, overcast skies here in downtown Wausau, Temperature stands at 57 degrees. Yeah, 57 here at, 8:22 in the morning on October the 29th. Very, very warm start. It will be a very, very warm day. And the person that has all the information about the weather and more is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Very mild. That's how I am. It's one of those days where basically you can probably get away with not wearing the jacket. I had a light jacket as I came in, but I think people can probably be pretty safe without one as if they're starting their day off at this point. And especially as we get later into the day, you may actually be sweating out there. It's going to get that warm, right?
Yes, it is. In fact, I'm already sweating and I'm in a tank top, a Hawaiian shirt just for the occasion because what is happening here in Wisconsin end of October? So a few things, right? This morning, we woke up to temperatures that should be our normal highs this time of year. And what that means is we pretty much broke records for record high overnight lows. Mm. So that just means it's the warmest low we've ever had for this day. So basically that was 53 degrees set back in 1989. And I believe we were at 53 to 54 degrees as our low overnight last night, or I should say this morning. So when you have that to jump off of with these crazy strong south winds going on today and this big system headed our way, of course, tomorrow and into Halloween, it's just giving us this crazy slice of warmth where we're going to be breaking record highs today, potentially, and then overnight record lows again tonight, and then potentially even record highs tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. So this is an extreme stretch here of just shattering highs statewide. This isn't just central Wisconsin. This is the entire state feeling this crazy, wild, windy warm-up. It's upside down. Honestly.
But as we move later into the week, it's going to get cooler, but it's also going to get wet and get some rain. And I know we've been talking a lot about the need for rain and the need for that kind of precipitation here in this part of the state and throughout the state of Wisconsin. Is this going to be a drencher? We talked about this previously. We haven't had really a drencher in a while. Is the potential when this rain comes in as a part of the system, I think tomorrow night, are we going to get doused?
Yes, we probably are. So this is a big potent system that's obviously pulling in a lot of moisture and heat from the south. And when you have all of this to work with, when you have summer temperatures and the sunshine today that's going to warm us up to about 80 degrees, when you take a system and throw a cold front into that, we could see some severe storms potentially. There's actually a moderate risk kind of being sliced into parts of the state. So what that means is what's going to happen is tomorrow afternoon and into the evening, that's the first chunk of severe potential. The first rain and storms that you see are going to be the strongest and the heaviest. And then it's going to kind of spread out and become more widespread, moderate to heavy rainfall and just soaking us overnight and into Thursday morning. I do think that the majority of the heavy rainfall will kick on out of here by the afternoon on Halloween, but it does want to send snow to northern parts of the state, which we could see a few of those flurries flying around here on Halloween afternoon. So they're looking at accumulations further north, definitely not here, but high temperatures on Thursday will only be 50 degrees and falling throughout the evening. Well, you're out trick-or-treating, it's going to be blustery winds out of the north, and it's going to be beating us down to overnight lows with a hard freeze. So we're crashing below freezing, so you can expect those evening hours to be quite crisp out there. And in terms of rainfall, I mean, it's going to be a soaker. We are looking at 1 to 2 inches for a good chunk, kind of stretching from La Crosse all the way up through northeast Wisconsin. So we're kind of in that main line of heavy precipitation as well. I'm thinking everyone's going to get an inch of rain pretty much throughout our area, because some places could see more. So we do need that. Mm-hmm. But all of it at once, you're going to see a lot of puddling and maybe some localized, a little bit of aerial flooding going on.
Well, for those who are actually trick-or-treating on Halloween itself, be prepared. It won't be a fun weather night, will it?
No, not really. The only thing I'm hoping for is maybe some eerie fog will start to creep in to give kids a little scare, but it's going to be blustery, getting frigid. I mean, coming off of today, we're still used to these warmer temperatures, so it's going to feel, it's going to cut through you. That's what it's going to feel
all
like.
All right. Well, what are the summer-like conditions we can expect? The details on our forecast here for the next couple of days.
Record-breaking highs today. Mostly sunny, hitting about 79 to 80 degrees. Our record was 79 degrees set back in 1901. And then tonight, overnight lows, we're only falling to the mid-60s. That's going to shatter another 1901 record of 57 degrees. So a warm start to tomorrow. We'll hit highs in those low 70s with those clouds increasing, showers and storms throughout the afternoon, evening, overnight, into Halloween morning. Then we get blasted with those winds and start to plummet in our temperatures. Highs Thursday, 50, falling below freezing by Thursday night. It's going to be bone chilling.
Well, enjoy today, right?
Yes. Hawaiian shirts and shorts. Take pictures.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks for all the information. Have yourself a great rest of your Tuesday.
Bye, Brittany. You too. Don't sweat too much.
We'll try not to. That's our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joins us every weekday at 8:21 here on the program. Right now at our studios in downtown Wausau. Overcast guys, a little bit of sunshine is trying to peek through right now. 57 degrees is the temperature. The dew point is 53, relative humidity of 87%. Winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. The barometer at 29.7 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we are going to talk about the election with a Republican, former GOP state assembly person, Sheehan Donahue, and why she is supporting Kamala Harris. That's coming up after an information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
WXCO online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are just 1 week away from Election Day. In fact, it's Election Day for some of you as well already because of early voting. But of course, Election Day itself, 1 week from today, lots of different races on the ballot, from the state assembly races to the president of the United States. And we're going to connect it in a way because we have a former Republican assemblywoman in the state of Wisconsin, North Central Wisconsin, who represented Lincoln, Langlade, and Oneida counties from 1973 until 1985, but is a significant Republican voice in favor of Vice President Kamala Harris. And we are very happy to welcome to the program former Assemblywoman Sheehan Donahue. And Madam Assemblywoman, thank you for coming on the program.
Well, thank you for agreeing to interview me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And I wanted to talk a little bit about your background. Again, from North Central Wisconsin, served in the assembly back in the 70s in the 86 terms, won six terms, retired from office, went on to a career in the law. As you look back to that era, and looking at the era that we live in today, how is it different in terms of the relationships between Republicans and Democrats and the work of government? Because I got a sense that things were different back then. Is that correct?
That is correct. Things were very different when I was in office. Republicans and Democrats would fight on the floor of the assembly, and then they'd go out and they'd have a beer together and they'd talk. And that's when you got a lot of things done. I learned early on that the process of politics is really compromise. You have to learn when and with whom to compromise and on what issues.
Something that I was researching you as I getting ready for today's discussion, and I came across that you were a supporter of John McCain in 2000, which was the underdog. He was not the front runner in the Republican primary. And it goes back to what Senator McCain often talked about, party and country. It has to be country over party. Was it that way for you in 2000? Is it that way for you here in 2024 as well?
Absolutely. I supported John McCain. I thought he was a very able and honest and had great integrity. And he was absolutely correct. And it is the same today. You absolutely have to look at your country and vote for the good of your country, not for the good of an individual who believes that he is above the law. Believe me, the Constitution of the United States is strong and it's flexible, as it should be, but it is not something that you can thumb your nose at, as the former president, Donald Trump, has done in the past.
Does your ears perk up? Even he doesn't say outright, I am going to overturn the Constitution, but sort of hints around it. I mean, the idea of even mentioning it to the side is something we have not experienced in this country before. Is that mainly the reason that you said, I cannot stay silent? Because often, you, as I said, you've been a Republican. You worked in for President Nixon going back, you know, many, many decades, being a Republican your entire life. What is it that says to you that I can't just vote for Kamala Harris, but I have to use my voice to try to help other Republicans maybe see the reasons to vote for Kamala Harris as well?
Because Republicans, and I worked at the Republican National Committee, and I worked at the White House, I have very strong Republican credentials. But Republicans have always believed in the rule of law, and they believe in stable government, and they believe in honoring our commitments to foreign nations. Donald Trump has spurned Constitution. He brought a mob to the Capitol and tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power from one elected president to another elected president. He has denigrated everyone who disagrees with him. He believes in absolute loyalty to himself and not to the Constitution. This country was born with a strong Constitution. We have fought many wars to support our Constitution and to support the stable government that it represents. I feel right now as if I were living in the 1930s in Germany, just as they were leading up to the rise of the Nazis to power. This is truly frightening for me. I truly believe that this country needs to look forward and support Kamala Harris. Republicans do not believe in supporting bullies. They really, truly believe in a stable government. We pay our bills. We don't try to overspend. We're conservative in how we approach government. But we also are compassionate, and we need to remember that people should have the freedom to govern their own bodies, mm-hmm. and their own minds and their own actions. The way in which Donald Trump has denigrated women and people who are of color or look different from himself has been a terribly destructive force here in America. He has brought violence into our streets. He has brought violence into our homes. He is a negative image for this country, and he's in a very dark place. I think he will do a great deal. He will do immense damage if he were to be elected. I pray that this country has enough sense not to elect a fascist as President of the United States, and we have to live up to our commitments with the international entities with whom we have entered into treaties and contracts. For instance, Donald Trump would destroy NATO. He would walk away from Ukraine the day he was inaugurated. He would bow to Putin in Russia and give him anything he wanted. This is not the way we should be going in this country.
Again, we're talking to Sheehan Donahue here on 98.9 WXCO. She was a six-term member of the State Assembly from North Central Wisconsin. In addition to that, you mentioned the fact that you did work in the White House. And part of the document, which is known as Project 2025, talks about putting strict Trump loyalists in those offices, you know, in the federal government. As somebody that worked the day-to-day operations, that saw the people that were working within the government, that's not a good idea, is it, to just put strict loyalists in, people that don't perhaps know the job as well as somebody should know the job, somebody who's been within the government's walls and seen the work that is done. What are your thoughts on that?
It's destructive to have people who have paid a loyalty pledge to the president who do not have the integrity and personal morality to do their job in a fair and impartial manner. I worked on the White House Conference on Food, Nutrition, and Health. We had people from all over the United States, and we did some very good things in that, in the course of that conference. If Donald Trump were in office, he would be viewing many of the people who participated in that conference as enemies and would do anything he could to destroy them. That is not the way you have good government. Good government is compassionate, is conservative, it pays its taxes, and it provides for a strong economy for its people.
The last time you ran for the state assembly was after a redrawing of the maps, kind of similar to what we're dealing with here in Wisconsin these days. And it was a very close race, and you were able to win a very close race. I wanted to ask you, because what we saw in 2020, what we're hearing about in 2024, is one of the major political candidates and parties putting in doubt that they would accept a result that did not give them a win. Would that have ever crossed your mind in that election where you won by just a couple of hundred votes, by less than, I think, a percentage point? Was it ever in your mind, well, if I don't win, I'm not going to accept the results? Is that something you ever thought you would see in this country, where a presidential candidate would not accept the results of an election, and he still hasn't from 4 years ago, and his vice president recently has not, during the debate, acknowledged that his running mate lost the election? You went through a very, very, very close election. I can't imagine it went through your mind that you would have said, well, if I lose, then it doesn't really, it doesn't count that it was stolen.
It never crossed my mind. I picked up the phone and called Lloyd Kincaid and congratulated him on his win. And I went forward and continued to serve in the assembly through that term of office. It is beyond my comprehension how anyone could deny a good, strong election such as what happened in that instance for myself. It never crossed my mind to deny the results or not accept the results of that election. Donald Trump is trying now to set up the same set of circumstances that he went through in 2020, when he brought the mob to the Capitol and tried to destroy our system of government. I never, within my entire life, I have never thought that I would live to see the disintegration of democracy in America.
And I guess my final question is concerning Vice President Harris. Obviously, as a Republican, there's probably areas that you would disagree policy-wise, that there may be some areas that, well, I probably, you know, not exactly like that policy or this policy. But what about Vice President Harris gives you confidence that she is the right person to fill the job right now in terms of making sure that the foundations of democracy, of our Constitution, are honored for the next 4 years?
She has proven that so far in her life. She was an attorney, a district attorney. She was the attorney general for the state of California, which has one of the largest constituencies in the world, was a U.S. senator. She has prepared herself and gone into the vice presidency and has grown in the job. She's stable. She's mature. She's the adult in the room. She will not allow bullies to have any kind of authority in our country. I truly believe that she is prepared to be president. I support her. I may not agree with her on everything, but I support her, and I support her strong sense of work ethic and morality. She is a very competent, able vice president and will be a very competent, able, and progressive president.
She and Donahue, sixth-term member of the Wisconsin State Assembly from North Central Wisconsin, Republican member of the State Assembly, worked, in fact, in that body with Tommy Thompson before he became governor of the state of Wisconsin, has gone on to great success after her political career as well. Really appreciate the time here this morning, and thanks for giving us some background on what led you to endorsing Vice President Harris.
Thank you for having me. I think this is a wonderful thing that you're doing. I strongly support Kamala Harris. I think she will be a very good president of the United States.
We'll take a quick time out and be right back. Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself as we recap the Level 1 playoff action from last week and look ahead to Week 2. Plus, we have special guests. At 6:25, it's our coach guest as we're again joined by Merrill High School head football coach Jason Wodzinski. The Blue Jays gave Onalaska all they could handle last Friday before falling 13-8, but still had an outstanding 2024. Our student-athlete guest at 7:06 will be Wausau East senior Jesse Napgezik. Napgezik had a monster game on Friday with 10 catches, 12 tackles, and a kickoff return for a touchdown as the Lumberjack season ended in a loss to Fox Valley Lutheran. The Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO.
I've got a pocket full of
Chat Home Show 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks to Sheehan Donahue, former six-term GOP assembly person who represented three North Central Wisconsin counties, including Lincoln County and the city of Merrill, and is supporting Harris. Thanks to her for joining the program. Coming up in the next hour, We'll start things off hearing some of the comments made by Senator Tammy Baldwin and Delaware Senator Chris Coons. They were here in downtown Wausau yesterday afternoon as Senator Baldwin continuing a bus tour around the state of Wisconsin, 5-day bus tour, north, the south, east, the west, everywhere in between, 13,000 miles being put on the bus over these 5 days, wrapping up on Wednesday evening in Madison at an event where Vice President Kamala Harris will be participating. We'll hear from Senator Baldwin and Senator Coons coming up after the top of the hour. Also coming up in the second hour of the program, Amy McGrath. She is a former fighter pilot, decorated many, many times. Also a candidate for the United States Senate in Kentucky versus Mitch McConnell back in 2020. We'll talk about some national security issues in the election for the presidency of the United States with Amy McGrath coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. We just heard again from a former GOP assembly person who is supporting Kamala Harris. Another interesting Republican woman has come out now in support of Kamala Harris. Barbara Bush, the daughter of President George W. Bush, has endorsed Kamala Harris for president. In fact, she is also knocking on doors in the state of Pennsylvania, trying to work for Kamala Harris as well. So the former president, George W. Bush, has not made an endorsement in this race, but he has been very noticeably silent, not been a supporter of Donald Trump over the years. But W's daughter, Barbara Bush, out campaigning for Kamala Harris. So a number of Republicans continue to come out saying that basically they may be Republicans, but at the same time cannot support Donald Trump for another 4 years as president. And that's the thing you got to think about. Next week, the decision that's going to be made is not just for the presidency of the United States and the other races going on. Do we want to go through 4 more years of the chaos that is Donald Trump? Every single day, Donald Trump saying this, Donald Trump doing that. The far right fascist element of his party in his administration. I think that at a certain point, the American people will have to say, enough of this. Whatever entertainment factor that some people seem to have to say, enough. Enough is enough. And I just think that we need to get back to a sanity level that is back to normal, as opposed to this chaos that Donald Trump brings all the time.
Agreed. In showbiz news, I think we call that he should not be renewed for a second season.
And that's the thing. I mean, the whole point of where Donald Trump came from, they put a certain image of him during The Apprentice for that decade.
Yeah.
And basically, it was not real. It was not real anyway. These are people that think, oh, that Donald Trump from The Apprentice, boy, he's a real shrewd businessman. No, he is not a real shrewd businessman. So I think you hit it on the head. It's time to cancel this show once and for all. It's he's trying to get a revival. We've seen these revivals coming back over recent years. He wants a revival of the Trump comedy hour for 4 more years, but hopefully the American people will say, enough is enough. We just need to focus on having battle of ideas, having the two political parties have somewhat sane leadership, and to move forward again, because Donald Trump is not sane leadership. And unfortunately, too many folks on the right have fallen under his spell and made him the nominee of that party for 3 consecutive elections. Enough is enough, and we will find out hopefully late next Tuesday night, hopefully not too much later after that as well. But it's going to be interesting for the next 7 days, and hopefully it won't be 8 days or 9 days or 10 days or 11 days. Hopefully, one way or the other, we do have an answer by early Wednesday on who will be the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris or...
Hopefully they calculate a fast and they calculate it right.
Well, that's the thing.
Take their time with the votes.
Right, sure, first. Right first, and then...
Accuracy before speed.
Fast after that. But, again, we will have complete coverage of election night here on 98.9 WXCO and the Civic Media Radio Network next Tuesday evening. We have another hour to go. Again, Amy McGrath coming up at 9:34. And Tammy Baldwin and Chris Coons on their trip to Wausau yesterday, coming up after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.